SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. As expected, the Israelis keeping close tabs on the American presidential election. Former State Department official Len Khodorkovsky says people he meets in Israel are asking many of the same questions as Americans in the aftermath of the presidential debate.
How do you see the election? Do you think Biden will make it to the to election day? Do you think that they'll swap somebody else in? Who will it be? You know, what will that scenario be like for Israel?
And he adds Israel has some misgivings about U.S. support, but keeping quiet about the upcoming election.
When the Biden administration started playing games with withholding certain support or withholding certain equipment, you know, they started feeling a little bit uncomfortable. And at the moment, you know, they don't have a choice but to work with who they have.
Also at SRNnews.com, heat wave continues to scorch much of America.
The heat is on across the country with triple-digit temperatures in many places. At a Portland music festival over the holiday, attendees like Angelica Carraz feeling the 100-degree temperatures.
When you're in the sun, it feels like you're cooking. Yeah, I feel like you're cooking a little bit.
Around 130 million people across the U.S. are under some kind of heat warning through the upcoming week, says National Weather Service meteorologist Jacob Asherman.
Dozens of daily high temperature records could fall.
I'm Julie Walker.
National Hurricane Center says Vero will regain some strength, and forecasters say as it moves toward northeastern Mexico and the Texas coast, there could be a tremendous storm surge with a lot of heavy rain. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Hawaii.
A U.S. district court says public schools in the state must allow Christian clubs to operate on campus just like any other formally sanctioned organization. Child Evangelism Fellowship sued when the Hawaii Department of Education barred after-school Bible clubs over church-state separation concerns. The Supreme Court has ruled that schools cannot discriminate based on religious affiliation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgaria's Orthodox Church has elected a bishop considered to be pro-Russian as its new leader. That in a vote that reflects the divisions in the church and wider society since Russia invaded Ukraine more than 2 years ago. Unlike his late predecessor who criticized Russia's aggression in Ukraine, Bishop Daniil has taken the side of Russian patriarchs who refuse to recognize the independence of the Orthodox Church. This is SRN News. A judge has acquitted 28 people accused of money laundering in a case known as the Panama Papers.
Among those acquitted was Jürgen Mossack. He's the co-founder of a law firm authorities say was at the center of a conspiracy to hide money linked to illegal activities. A Panamanian judge found the evidence against Mossack didn't comply with the chain of custody after authorities raided the office of the now-defunct firm.
Then his correspondent Jeremy House, a small town, a former reporter for a weekly Kansas newspaper, has agreed to accept $235,000 to settle part of her federal suit against the police in a raid on the paper. Incident made the city of Marion the focus of national debate. Deb Groover's suit is among five federal lawsuits over that raid on August 11th of last year. More details at SRNnews.com.